today I was able to do an interview with a guy by the name of Ben Davis. Now, I've been following Ben. I originally found him on a website, a social media website called IBO Toolbox. Basically, it's like Facebook for internet marketers, pretty much. And, you know, I started watching Ben on Facebook, and I just noticed that this guy was creating all kinds of controversy online with marketing. And I really liked the guy. I had lots of conversations with him. He shares a lot of value on his blog. I watched him start up literally a brand new blog. He was running a website, and I think something happened to his WordPress account, and he ended up just starting from scratch. And he was able to just get like mind-blowing amounts of traffic to his website within such a short period of time. And I was just really interested in what he was doing. And the bigger thing that I've noticed, and I've heard other people talk about this, is a big thing online and a way to generate traffic and comments and, you know, just get user interaction on your website is by creating controversy. And this is something that Ben is really good at. You know, he even mentions in the interview, on a scale of 1 to 10, he's probably like at a 9. But that's one reason why I really wanted to interview Ben. Great guy. But the other reason I wanted to make this clip was because we both talked quite a bit about an opportunity in this particular interview called the Empower Network. Both myself and Ben are no longer in the Empower Network. I know Ben had some problems with the opportunity and he just decided to leave. I left for personal reasons. If you listen to my last interview with Sean Wallace, you know, hopefully if you listen to the beginning, I mentioned the same thing. You know, I'm no longer in the opportunity. So I just wanted to mention that before you listen to this interview. Regardless, there's still quite a bit of value in this. And, you know, we talk about a lot of the syndication strategies that Ben uses and just different various tactics that he's using to generate traffic to his website. You know, if you want to check out his website, it's enfordummies.com. And my website's johnjohn-shea.net. All right, and check out the interview.
So yeah, I mean we're live here. You know, I knew you'd be a good person to interview because you know I've seen you on Facebook, just you know, getting all kinds of activity just from your wall posts and your blog. And you know, I know you had Ben Davis Works for a while, and you were doing pretty well with that blog, and then you started the Ian for Dummies blog.
Yep. Ben Davis one got shut down for hosting problems, not anything.
Yeah, I remember. I read that. So, yeah, I mean, really, this will be like the third episode of what I'm calling the testimonial technique. That's the name of my show. So anybody who's watching this who knows Ben Davis, what I want you to do is, if you're reading this on my blog or even just seeing this on Ben's blog or anywhere that this video might be that you're watching this, you know, if you've worked with Ben, leave a comment, you know, about working with Ben. You know, write something positive about Ben or leave us a video on my blog. I'm going to have a capability to embed videos. So if you want to, like, leave a testimonial, then you can go ahead and do that after you're done watching this. But yeah, I guess we can get into the questions. I mean, I know I've personally read this on your blog, so I already know the answer to this. But for anybody who doesn't, you know, what got you started in internet marketing, you know, blogging? Well,
I was a Bitcoin guy at first because I had a work at home job, but it was like a W-2 job, you know, so it was a 9-to-5 type deal. I actually worked graveyard for tech support for support.com. And I really enjoyed the work at home thing. And I got terminated from that job. a little bit of controversy. Who would have guessed Ben Davis has controversy? But so I got terminated, and I didn't want to get a regular job because I just love working at home. So I started doing this Bitcoin thing. And long story short, I did that for about a year, and then the technology changed. So it pretty much wiped out my entire business. And the same thing. I didn't want to get another regular job, you know, because working at home is awesome.
Yeah.
So I started doing that Visalis Shake thing, because that's just the first thing that I found online. My friend was doing it, and he had a BMW from it. I'm like, what? You can get a BMW selling shakes? Yeah. So I tried that, and then just the whole house party thing and all that, and contacting friends and family. That just wasn't my style. I don't have like a nice house, you know, or anything. So I didn't want a bunch of people coming to my house. It's kind of embarrassing. And so I looked online for ways to sell these shakes, and then I found Dave and Dave with the Empower Network, And that's it. I signed up. I watched a couple of the sales videos and signed up instantly and got the Inner Circle and got the blogging platform because it makes sense to me. If you blog about products and you get an opportunity of seeing a whole lot more people than just your friends and family and doing house parties. So that's kind of what got me to enjoy it. And I love writing too. So just the blogging platform is just perfect for me. So that's kind of how I got started.
Yeah, I mean, I know that you've, you write blogs like all the time. I see you updating your blog like nonstop. I mean, I'm kind of wondering sometimes. I'm like, where does he have the time to do it? You know?
Yeah, I try to follow the core steps, you know, and do at least one blog post every day. Sometimes I do two or three, and it's because I'm a stay at home dad, so I get to stay at home. I'm kind of fortunate that I don't have to do a different job, so I get to sit here and just fill the blog up with content and hopefully get sales, you know.
Yeah. No, I know you've been praising that Simple to Advertise as well.
Yeah, I really do.
What, $1,000 with that?
Yeah, now I'm up to about $1,200 profit with that.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I haven't really seen a lot of people really promoting that as much as you have, but I knew other people were doing it, but I don't think they were really like promoting that particular system. You know, they were just using the material in it.
Yeah, I don't understand why, because I don't really do much, but I kind of, you know, post a screenshot when I get a sale on my Facebook page or my blog, and it just works. I mean,
yeah.
People should really promote it more.
Yeah, you know, I guess for anyone listening to this, you know, if they're not doing it, maybe check that out.
Yeah, you can definitely make money because I'm not anything special, and I've made my little chunk of change with it.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess this really gets into my next question, but I was going to ask, like, what opportunities are you promoting today? Obviously, you're doing Empower, and you're doing Simple to Advertise. Is there anything else in particular that you're promoting, like any affiliate programs or anything, any other marketing programs that you might be promoting?
Well, I'm a pretty loyal guy. I like to stick to what I'm with. And I think Rob Ford says something like, you dance with the person that you came to the dance with or something like that.
Yeah.
I like to stick with EN. And the only reason I'm with it is Simple to Advertise is because they strictly do Empower Network. I did a couple of the other opportunities, but I've noticed that so many of these little opportunities, they have these big launches and then they're active for about 2 weeks and then they're just appear, and then there's a whole flood of new opportunities coming in, and it's just too confusing to keep up with them all, and it's just tough. And Empower Network's been around for what, like 18 months now?
Yeah, what is it, October of 2011, is it?
Yeah, something like that. But I like that it's been around for so long, and Simple to Advertise has been around since August of 2012, so those are two things that are real solid, and I don't feel like they're going anywhere for a while, and I just don't have the time to worry about all these little side programs that are coming out here and there. I like the longevity of Empower and Simple to Advertise.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I mean, you know, I'm in Empower too. And, you know, I know that they're doing a lot of big things, you know, they're just growing day by day. You know, the training in there is awesome. I don't know if you have the 15K, but that's a really good course too.
Yeah, unbelievable, especially for content people or people who don't, know how to do content very well. There's amazing stuff in there to help y'all with your content and driving traffic to it and trying to get more sales and leads and stuff. It's fantastic.
Yeah. So, I mean, what are, you know, I know some of them personally just from reading your blog, but you know, what would you say are like some of your, most favorable, strategies for promoting, you know, any business that you're doing online, you know, if you're promoting Empower, like what are some of your favorite strategies? I know obviously blogging is big with you and it looks like a lot of social media, like syndication, stuff like that.
Yeah. You know, and I don't have a ton of money and a lot of people don't in this business. So what I try to do is figure out ways to generate traffic and get sales for free. And so what I like to get involved in social circles and, because you can do all that for free. Get into Facebook groups, get into Google Plus circles. LinkedIn is pretty good. I get a good amount of traffic from there. Pinterest, just always share your content. And Twitter even. A lot of people think Twitter's obsolete, but I get a good chunk of change from Twitter. So, and then the one tip maybe I can give people, if you use Pinterest, Twitter, and those are sites that you can, even Google Plus, but those are the kinds that you can constantly share your content. Like if you go to StumbleUpon, you can only share it once. You can only share your link once. But with Twitter and Pinterest and stuff like that, you can share over and over and over. Because remember, Pinterest is like a wall, just for anybody listening, not you. Pinterest is a wall, and if you pin your blog post with your link to it, it goes to the top of the Pinterest site. So it'll, and then other people are going to share their stuff too, so your stuff's going to go down, 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 down. So it's okay to share it again. And same concept with Twitter. So I like to use the free methods until I really start making a good chunk of change, and then I'll do more paid stuff. But I like the free stuff. And who doesn't like free, right?
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, I was reading your you had that blog post that you put out about, I think it was, I forget the name of it exactly, but I know you did it pretty recently within the last like couple of weeks. It was like on syndication and some of the stuff you do to get viral traffic and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's on my Ian for Dummies site, and in the upper right-hand corner, go to the anti-SEO, and there's a world of free knowledge there. And I swear that's all that I follow is my own stuff. I follow exactly what it says in there, and that's how I'm getting the results that I'm getting, and it's all free.
Yeah. I'll put a link below the video. So, you know, cool. Anybody watching this, you can check that out.
Very cool.
But yeah, I mean, I know I was pretty impressed. Like, you have your Alexa rating posted right in your blog, and you're what, in like around 240,000?
Actually, now I am
more than that.
218,000 in the world right now, and about 20,000 in the United States. And I've only had the website for 8 weeks, and I'm using just free strategies. It's,
that's nuts. Yeah, I mean, mine's still like in the millionth, but I mean, it's funny because, you know, I work for, you know, a corporate company, and they have like this old HTML website that hasn't been updated in years. It's totally not optimized, and it's like ranking in like, it's like 7 million or something.
Oh man.
So I actually showed like the sales lady there. I was like, hey, you know, I like gave her some tips. Like, I was like, you guys aren't using Google Analytics. You aren't like, none of your pages are optimized with like the URLs are just like all random words and numbers, you know, page. So I was like, you guys are like, you know, these are like some of the very basic things you should be doing. And, you know, I showed them how like, oh, this blog I built, you know, barely any traffic, you know, and I'm like ranking a million. So I'm like seven times better than this thing that's been up since, you know, your domain's been around since 94.
Oh man.
Yeah, so like they're hiring a webmaster. It's funny because I went in for an interview, and I think they might actually, there's a pretty good chance I might be getting it. So,
and that's awesome, because I have something similar to that too, because the stuff that I learned with the Empower Network, I actually got a couple of SEO jobs on the side.
Yeah, I remember we were talking about that.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So the Empower Network is pretty badass with the knowledge part.
Yeah. So, I mean, what was like, you know, when you started, you know, doing network marketing, obviously, you know, I don't know if you hit like a milestone when you were doing the Vizalis stuff, or if it was specifically Empower Network, but was there like a goal that you reached, or like a, something like your first, accomplishment, really, like maybe the first money you made online, you know, was that?
Honestly, I only got one sale with Vizalis, and it was to my cousin.
I totally, you know, because I was doing, it's pretty similar. I was doing Beachbody. Do you know what Beachbody is?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and it's the same thing. Like, they call it their continuity product, the shake, you know. Yeah, and it's awesome. I love the shake, but it's like, you know, it's expensive compared to some of these other opportunities that are out there.
Very true. And I do, I'm not putting Vizalis down. I do like Vizalis too, but it's just... Yeah. Expensive.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's tougher, you know, when you tell people, hey, you know, and the same deal, you know, I remember sitting there at Thanksgiving talking to my cousin Danny about it, and you can kind of get that vibe like, oh, you're one of those guys now.
Yeah, yeah. You know? That's embarrassing, isn't it? You're like, oh, I see what you're doing. And it's just like, oh, man, I don't want to do this. But you can write a blog.
Yep. Yeah. But
my first milestone, probably, I don't know, just making that first grand, probably, or that first $100 sale. Or, you know what, another cool milestone was getting when my downline member got their first sale passed up to me. And that's when you realize it's like, holy crap, this is really real. And you don't need like a huge team to make money. And when people below you start making money and you get those emails where it's getting passed up to you, and it's just
wicked
cool. So that was probably one of my favorite milestones.
Yeah, that's awesome. Awesome. So let's see. So what, you know, for anybody who might be watching this, you know, let's say you're not in internet marketing, you've never done any internet marketing. Like, what would be some advice you would give somebody that's starting out in internet marketing?
Well, if they're fortunate enough to fall into the Empower Network for their first business opportunity online, then that's fantastic. I wouldn't waste your time looking around at anything else. Everybody knows I've had my ups and downs with Empower Network. And when I have my downs, I'm constantly looking for other sources of income. And just nothing really compares. And it's just true. It's nothing really compares to the Empower Network, the longevity, like we were talking about earlier, and just the training is fantastic. It's like the difference between going to a community college and a full blown Ivy League university. You just learn so much. And like we're talking about, we got side jobs just from the stuff that we know and learn from the Empower Network. So I would say anybody who's starting out in internet marketing, you are lucky if you join the Empower Network first, and consider yourself blessed, so you're not wasting any other time looking at other stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, I guess in general, you know, anybody that might be connecting with you through your blog or maybe signing up for your email list, you know, what would be some reasons that you would want people to actually to join you in your opportunity? What do you feel that you could offer them? I mean, obviously, I know for you specifically, this is a pretty general question I've just been asking people, but I know for you, you've got your Ian for Dummies blog, so you're already offering a lot of value there for free just to anybody. But I mean, beyond that, you know, I know I've been on your email list. You definitely don't like spam.
So, thank you. Yeah. You know, I like to teach. I'm a father, I'm a Virgo, and I'm just kind of a natural nurturer. And there's so many people struggling in the Empower Network because maybe their sponsor is not the best. Maybe their sponsor just doesn't have time for them. And I just found that niche of people who need help. And I just like to help people. It feels good to hear people say, I followed your strategies, Ben, and I got my first sale or something like that. And so I just try to offer as much value as possible for free, so nobody gets ripped off from those so-called people who try to help you out and don't really help you out at all. I just want to help the people that need it.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. That's really good. I mean, that's, you know, and that's one thing I do see that you're definitely doing with your blog. You know, like, you almost designed it with the intent of helping people. Whereas a lot of people are just doing like whatever, you know, they're doing their own thing. They're trying to benefit themselves. They're not really trying to benefit others.
Yeah.
Necessarily, you know.
Yeah, and when you, it's just a great feeling when you help other people, and what goes around comes around, and I believe in karma, and I think it. Maybe I'm not rich yet, but I know someday it will happen. Just as long as I keep trying to stay positive and turn the cheek when the demons come, you know. It's hard for me though, but I'm trying.
Yeah, I mean, all the time, man, all the time. But yeah, I mean, so what else do I have here? You know, I know a while back, and I think you even said recently, as of, I don't know if this happened or not, but you said that you actually got a phone call from David Wood himself.
Yeah, you know, Sharp is my sponsor, but Wood and I seem to connect a lot better. I don't know. We're both that much of weirdos, I guess. We just have that weirdo nerd connection. But yeah, he gave me a phone call because I was the first few months of Empower Network. I was struggling because I didn't follow the core steps. I thought I could just figure it out on my own because I was a tech guy, you know, and I could figure out this traffic stuff, blah, blah. I don't need to listen to them. And I got a little unhappy, and I started writing some negative blog posts. And Dave called me, and he's like, "Hey man, I just want to talk to you." He wasn't mean; he was cool. Yeah. He didn't threaten me, you know. He just offered his perspective on things, and it completely—I mean, no cliche sounding—but it really changed my life and my way of thinking. And then since then, I've just started following the core steps, and I'm actually getting sales now. And I'm really thankful that Dave called me. And for anybody listening, this is real. Like, this is the owner of a company, $1 million guy. And he took time out of his day to personally give me a call. So, and even when I was being super negative. So, I mean, this is a real company, and they're really nice people, and they really care about us. I really do believe that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. I thought that was pretty impressive that you actually like were able to get some attention out there to get him to like give you a call on the phone, and you know,
yeah, it was bizarre. I was all shaking. I was like, "Oh crap, dude, this guy's calling." I thought I was gonna get in so much trouble, man. But he was just real cool. You know, he was nice and just he helped me out. It really literally just turned me around and changed my life.
Yeah, that's awesome. That is awesome. So yeah, I mean, I know, you know, and this is like really more. I wanted to, you know, emphasize on this, but I thought, you know, it's interesting that you do a lot of controversial posts, like in your blogs and on Facebook and such.
Yeah. I mean,
Have you found that's like that has brought you a lot more traffic? Because it's actually something I've learned about in training that I've watched. Like, I have a training course, and in one of the courses, they actually talk about like this is exactly the method they tell you to do. And I'll give the example too. Okay. They talk about a blog post called "Content is King," or like something along the lines that a myth of content is king. And then what the strategy is that you go to, you know, let's say you know 10 people that are designers and then 10 people that are bloggers and they love content. So what you do is actually go to these people and you write the post in such a way where you're kind of like pitting one another against each other and you don't really frown upon either one, but then you send them both, you know, you send all these people mail and say, hey, check this out. And then you let them duke it out in the comments.
That is brilliant, but comments literally are the lifeblood of a blog. If you're not getting comments, then you're going to have trouble. But if, yeah, that's a great way to generate comments. That is a good way. And I am a little bit controversial, and that stuff does work for traffic, but you have to be careful because if there's a scale from 1 to 10 on controversy, you want to stay around 5 because maybe I dip a little up in the 9 area.
Yeah.
A lot of traffic, but you got to remember the people that you're attracting. And I have a wonderful following and I love everybody who follows me, but I also attract some negative people who just want to bitch and complain because they think I'm just bitching and complaining and they don't understand my cause. So just anybody else who's listening out there, just keep your controversy scale around 5, maybe a little below. Don't go too high because you don't want to attract a whole bunch of people who are just bitching and complaining. And pardon my language, any ladies out there listening. Just keep it. It's good to be a little controversial, but not too much.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, I'm sure you've had moments when maybe you wanted to give up. Like, was there anything, was there a particular time, like maybe with Vizalis, where you were just like, oh, I'm done and I'm going to get out of this completely?
Because you kind of expect, because you hear everybody, a lot of people are dishonest with their sales pitches, and you hear people saying, oh, I can help you make $10,000 in 10 days or whatever. And so you're like, oh, shit. That's pardon my language again, ladies. You're like, oh, wow, I can really make that much money that quick. And then when you don't, your expectations are let down and then you start to get discouraged. So that's why I always try to tell people to be honest with your sales pitches. I mean, this is a job. It's hard work, but you can make that much money. So yeah, just set your expectations right. So you don't feel like I did when I wanted to quit. And you know, every now and then I'll get down and I want to quit and then I push through it and then see 5, 6, 7 sales the next day. So they say when you want to quit, you got to push through it and break through that wall because you're that close to success when you want to quit. And I'm starting to believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, obviously the more time you spend and, you know, more consistency you put into it, then the more results you're going to see.
Definitely. Definitely.
So, I mean, you know, is there anyone in particular, like people that you look up to, like mentors that, you know, you might be following or people that you might be following in regards to like just network marketing or blogging?
Yeah, you know, one guy I really, really like, he helps me a lot. He's the nicest guy in the world. He is so smart, too. His name's Landon Stewart. He's so good at what he does, and he's so positive all the time, and I look up to him a lot. And I also kind of look up to Chris Record. He's a real content guy like me, too.
Yeah.
Maybe he's like the angel side of me and then I'm the devil side, but
yeah, I can see that. That's a good comparison.
I kind of mimic what he does too. I like Chris Darty a lot because I'm a kind of weirdo too, like Chris is and like Dave Wood is. Obviously I look up to Dave Wood, but I could go on probably for 20 minutes because there are so many wonderful people in this business, not even just in Power Network, but people outside of Power Network. There's great people in this business, but definitely Landon Stewart's name comes to mind first. And, Candace Ross is a wonderful person too. And Eric Hodnett, Eric Payton, just great marketers, great, great people, great friends. And I really like those people a lot.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, is there anything in particular that, you know, this is totally like a general question, but anything in particular like you might want to be remembered for, like in terms of like network marketing, you know, maybe?
I would rather be known for giving great content and giving great value than be known for being rich. So when my IM career is over, I just want people to think when they say my name that I learned something from Ben, and Ben helped me out, and that would help me. That makes me sleep well at night rather than the big commission checks, even though the money's great. But
yeah.
I like helping people better than that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, man, we blew through the majority of the questions I generally ask people. But yeah, I mean, this is great stuff. I'm trying to think of anything else. You know, I know because we talk all the time, so a lot of this stuff, like, I know.
Yeah,
so it's harder for me to just be like, oh, well, I don't really know, but you know, I already know most of the answers to these questions. I read your blog and everything, you know. But you know, I'm trying to think if there was anything else in particular that I thought I'd point out. You know, I think the big thing with you, I've always thought was pretty interesting, was just the controversy, because there's always like so much buzz around your stuff. Like sometimes I'll go on Facebook and I see like all, you know, I noticed to your, when you comment on your own blog, it puts that on your Facebook wall.
Yeah. That maybe that's a tip you guys can do, because everybody knows about the new live fire commenting system since Facebook has been a pain lately and not letting, we won't even talk about that.
Yeah,
but the live fire, there's a LinkedIn share button, a Twitter share button, and a Facebook share button. And every single post, every single comment I get, I reply. And I strongly recommend anybody else do that. And every single comment I get, I share it to the LinkedIn, Twitter, and the Facebook, and it goes right to my page, it goes right to my Twitter, and it goes right to my LinkedIn, and traffic just starts coming in. It's a great way to get viral, get your stuff viral by sharing it to these social networks. And then, like you were saying, try to get people to, whatever they need, have their conversations on your comment section, and then always comment on each one of those, share each one of those. Just try to induce new comments, and that's a fantastic way to get your site ranked real high.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I've noticed, like, I'll be on Facebook and I'll just see like all your comments appearing on my wall feed, and it's like impossible to miss, you know?
That's what they say too. You got to just get your name out there. The more people start seeing your name, and then it just happens.
Yeah. I mean, obviously people are going to catch on and be like, well, what's this guy? And then they're going to be encouraged to want to go look at your blog or go read all those comments, whatever you're talking about, you know?
Yep. Absolutely. Because if they see all that stuff on the wall, here's the thing about having good content too. You can't do this and you have bad content, because they're going to see, if I have bad content and they see my name all over the place, they're probably going to block me, you know?
So, yeah.
Good content, then they'll be like, first they're going to be like, who is this Ben Davis guy? I see his name all over the place, and then they click the link and it's good content. They're like, oh, okay. Great way to get a following. You
know? Yeah, exactly, yeah. So I know, I thought this would be interesting too, because I'm curious if you still use it, just because you're big on the social media and syndication stuff. I think initially I found you from IBO Toolbox, because I sent you a direct message to check out my blog, and then I ended up adding you on Facebook, and we just, you know, just chatted, whatever.
I don't use IBO anymore. I've found that I just don't get a lot of traffic from it, unless if you have a blog post about Obama or you have the word Obama in your blog post, you will get traffic from IBO Toolbox. But and I don't want to put any website down, but I haven't got any good results with them, and I just don't feel like maybe it's just my style doesn't fit with what they do, and that's why I've kind of just left them alone. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to find like more. I know that was one of the places I happened to be able to connect with some people online, but a lot of it like took a lot of time. You know, like I would send out, I think I sent out over 1,000 direct messages on there, and I was able to get a lot of comments from that actually. But
good.
Connect with some people too. You know, like you obviously, but you know, it's not bad. I just figured I'd see what, you know. I wasn't sure if you were actually still actively using it.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing too. There's so many different websites, and there's so many different personalities, and you just kind of, you got to, for anybody listening, you got to just find what site you like. There's people that love IBO Toolbox, and that's great. It just doesn't work for me that well. And but like I said, there's so many different avenues to get your content out and to meet people, and you just got to keep trying to find the sites that work for you, and then just roll out on those, as Vic would say.
Yeah. Are you pretty active with Google Plus as well? Do you find that that's been useful for traffic for you?
Absolutely. And anybody listening and you want a tip, Google Plus is almost more important than Facebook, because if you have a big Google Plus circle, right? And then let's say you do a blog post about, let's say, gasoline, whatever. I can't think of anything else, right? But if somebody does a search for gasoline and they're in your circles, your stuff's going to come up first before some random person. That's just how the Google search engines are going lately. It's more about your social circle rather than your technical SEO expertise. So absolutely start working your Google Plus circles big time.
Yeah, I've actually heard some things about, like, I don't know 100% on this, but I think if you have a bigger following, like in your circles and stuff, then it'll actually help you rank higher on your search results if you're using
absolutely.
What do they call it? The Google authorship for your posts.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even know, but see, but it, I know it works.
Yeah. I mean, I've been, I followed, I don't know if you use Empire Avenue at all. Are you on there?
Oh, I've never even heard of that.
No, you haven't. I thought, you know, it's in, you may have, if you watched, like I had that internet marketing boot camp. It was like the third day in that.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I got to check that out then. Yeah. See, you're not learning stuff. So.
Yeah. No, you'd like it. I'll send you a link after this, but, I'll leave one in here in the below the video, you know, or whatever, so people can check that out. But it helps you socially share stuff. You know, people will share stuff back, you know, back for you. And I found a guy in there who he actually sells like Fiverr gigs. And one of his gigs is he puts you into like a, what he calls, I think, like a snowball on Google Plus.
Oh, cool.
It somehow creates like this chain reaction, and you can like it friends like all these people for you on Google automatically. I don't exactly know like the ins and outs of it, but just these really, you know, really interesting ways that people are building like social media. And the guy has like a book on Google Plus and how to gain followers on there. And I'm actually going to be hoping to interview him as well, and you know, see how that goes.
No, that's wicked cool. Yeah. All these tips, and this is anybody listening here too. It's good to meet people and talk to them. Don't be afraid to talk to people. Don't be afraid to do interviews and stuff. Because I just learned a couple of new golden nuggets from John, and I didn't even know about. So, and when you talk with other marketers, you share your ideas and stuff. So, never be afraid to talk with people. Never be afraid to pick up the Skype and do an interview, Google Hangout, stuff like that. You mastermind. You just come up with ideas. It's fantastic.
Yeah, giving value, building relationships. I mean, that's kind of the principle I'm going on with these interviews, and just, you know, meeting anyone in general that, you know, would happen to visit my blog. You know, I just like you, you know, I'm trying to put up a lot of content that's free, and I've had people come back to me and say, oh yeah, you know, your emails have been really useful, or your content's been useful.
And yeah, doesn't that just feel great? It just makes your day that much better when people say that they actually have results from your content. It's wonderful.
Yeah. And I mean, the thing I love about all this stuff is, like, I'm doing this in my free time, where, you know, I feel like a lot of people, I have a lot of friends who just like don't believe in any of this stuff. You know, they just scream scam and pyramid scheme. But I've been doing blogging and all this stuff, and I just like love this whole community, like getting really into this stuff.
Yeah, me too, man. And it's a wonderful community. I can't lie either. I thought it was maybe the scam and stuff like that before I started. But once you're actually in, once you get your first commission, and once you get your first your actual card with the money on it, and I almost still didn't believe it. And then when I went and spent the money, I'm like, okay, this is real. So this is real.
Yeah.
It's definitely real, guy. Anybody out there who's wondering about this stuff, it's definitely real. There are definitely people making lots of money online, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's so funny, because I heard, you know, I'm in the process of like buying my first home, and I had my boss say to me, she's like, oh, good luck, you know, you're not going to have any money on for anything now. And I'm just thinking to myself in the back of my mind, like, I know that if I continuously like do these things online and continue to like generate income online and just grow from there, like, you know, eventually I'll have more of a world of freedom. I won't have to be worrying about things like, you know, scraping by check to check, you know, like a lot of people are doing.
And that's the thing with a regular job. What's the saying? Something like 97% of people are making the 3% rich, or something like that. And that's true. And if anybody wants to call what we do a scam, well, the job that you're in is more than likely a scam, because what are you working for? You're working to get that maybe 7% raise, maybe biannually if you're lucky. Just when you do stuff online, it's up to you what you want to do. It's up to you how much income you want to make and how hard you want to work. And that's another reason why I love this business so much.
Yeah. I mean, you have, you clearly, like, I know that you're doing this full time, so you have a lot of time to like do the blog posts and everything. And, you know, that really is like a huge advantage to you. You know, I know that if I was, you know, it might've been, you know, years ago, I remember I was unemployed and I just sat around and played video games, and you know, I wouldn't, most people wouldn't think to like go online and be like, well, I could start doing these things that could start generating me an income or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. When I lost my job with support.com, I was on unemployment and I was like, well, let's try this internet thing while I'm making money on the side. And
yeah.
That was awesome. I mean, I play my video games too. Yeah, you see me on Steam.
yeah, I've seen you on Steam playing Counter-Strike and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm a pretty big gamer myself. I actually have, I mean, you can't see it, but I have like a bunch of PCs in here in the room, and I'll have buddies over and we'll play, you know, we'll have like a little LAN party here.
Heck yeah, that's wicked.
So it's a good time, you know, kind of getting out of it. You know, I'm 28 now, so it's like, you know, kind of fading out of that whole thing, you know.
Nah, you can play video games till you're 60, bro. I'm going to be.
Yeah, no, I'm sure I will be. I think I'm just trying to, like, I actually quit for 2 months to, like, focus more on marketing. Like, I told all my buddies, I was like, you know what, I'm in this blogging network, and I really want to spend more time with it. And I told everybody, I was like, you know, I want to actually, like, work on this stuff I paid money for. And I paid, like, paid the money for the 15K formula. And I was like, well, I want to actually, like, go through the training more and try to start applying more of this stuff. And eventually I kind of came to the conclusion of this idea, like, this is actually the main thing I want to focus on is this interview idea I have. But I mean, you know, regardless, if I had never watched that video of, you know, the Daves telling their story and whatnot, that, you know, Dave Wood, I wouldn't be doing this stuff. I wouldn't be connecting with people online or anything really. I'd probably still be playing video games as much as possible.
You know? Yeah, man. I definitely feel you on that one.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, is there anything else like you want to share with people out there? I'm trying to think. I felt like I was going somewhere with that Empire Avenue stuff. Like if there was something else I was going to share, but off the top of my head, I can't remember what it was.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I mean, a lot of people, I've seen these social syndication groups on Facebook a lot more. It seems to be a real popular thing. Having a group of people share each other's content. That's a beautiful idea too. You got to find a good team and just start sharing each other's stuff, comment on each other's stuff, help each other out. And it's definitely a way to get success faster than just doing it on your own.
Yeah. Something else. I just thought of this cause I know it's pretty big and I've actually seen it in a lot of courses, including Empower stuff. You know, it's pretty vaguely mentioned in Empower stuff, but have you done any guest blogging to increase traffic to your blog?
Oops, wrong button there. You know, I wanted to, but I put you remember probably like 2 months ago when I put that post up on Facebook, I was going to offer to do guest blogs for people because that's a great way to get traffic too. But it was such an overwhelming response. I had like literally about 60, 65 people want me to guest blog for them. And I was like, whoa, I can't do this. I can't do that many. But guest blogging is definitely a good thing to get traffic for your site and to build relationships. And it's just a good thing all around.
So, I mean, you actually had 70 people come to you and say, oh, they actually wanted you to write on their blogs.
Oh, yeah, it was insane. I was like, whoa. Because I'm still kind of new at this, and I still don't understand about how much of a following I have or whatever, power, whatever. I don't want to say the word power.
Yeah.
Just I didn't realize how many people actually listen to me. So
yeah, then it really opens up when you're like, hey, you know, who wants a free favor? And then everyone's like, yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, the thing I've read about is I know some of these like really big blogs out there, you know, you can get a lot of traffic. I did one, I actually did one on that Empire Avenue for a guy. He's got like a PageRank 2 site. He's even using the same exact theme on his blog than I am.
Oh, cool.
And I like found him and I was like, hey, you know, I want to do it. And I got, it was cool because when you post to their fans, people, you know, his fans come over and comment on my blog, you know?
Yeah, that's great. And like we were saying, comment, lifeblood, got to have comments on there.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I was able to get just using IBO Toolbox. I was able to, I mean, I kind of was more like, you know, I know you're just driving comments from all these file strategies you have, but I was able to, I messaged like 20 people a day and just sent a very generic message to people on IBO and was like, hey, could you come leave a comment on my blog? And I left a big Facebook like comment thing. You probably even left one at one point.
Probably did, yeah.
And I got like my blog up to like PageRank 2 within like 5 to 6 months.
That's wicked. Nice, dude.
So, or actually, no, I'm sorry. Within 2 months.
Oh, good. Yeah, even better.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I mean, how long have we been going here? I guess it's like a good 50 minutes. Is there anything else you want to share with anyone that might be watching?
I mean, maybe it's okay if I plug my site one more time.
Yeah, no, man. I'm like I said, I'm gonna share it, you know, because I, you know, you're all the content you got on there. I know you're changing it. It just so happens, you know, you got. I read your post that you have the little controversy there with Empower, so you have to change it to what entrepreneur.
You were networking for dummies instead of Empower. I understand.
But, I mean, it's like, oh, I read it and I was like, he's already doing this. You know, basically that's like what you're doing already. Anybody who, you know, they don't have to be doing Empower Network. They could go read your stuff and then still learn how to start generating traffic.
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty generic stuff. And I kind of like the entrepreneur networking better anyway. So, but yeah, it's generic stuff. Anybody can learn how to create a social circle and a buzz for yourself on my site. Doesn't necessarily have to be Empower Network. Not at all.
Yeah, I actually have, like, in my to-do list, I have your blog post, and I was, like, finished going through Ben's training, figure out what he's doing. I need to figure out how to get as much traffic as him.
Then Google Circles, man. Google Circles is huge, and Facebook groups. Share your content to Facebook groups. Remember that anti-SEO post on my – I know it's really long.
Yeah.
A lot of data on there, but it's certainly good stuff. And literally, that's all I do. I just follow that easy to SEO method and a couple other things that I do on my site. Everything on my site is what I do. There's nothing hidden or secret or special about it. I'm not hiding anything, and clearly, it's working.
Is the majority of I thought this would be good to ask. And are you generating quite a few leads just from getting like regular traffic from these methods, or are you doing like any paid advertising, like Facebook or using the simple app to advertise? I know they do like co-ops and stuff in there as well, I think.
Yeah, they have co-ops in the back office. I like to use the Deegan Smith co-op in the back office. You can get a chunk of Deegan's traffic for $25. And there's a bunch of other ones, the cheaper ones too. Like, but I prefer the $1.25 per leads. But I really can't afford to do a whole bunch of paid traffic. I've never in my life done a Facebook campaign. And I'm able to generate about 20 to 25 leads per day with my website.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome.
All free techniques, man. And
that is awesome, yeah. Yeah, and that's with a new site. So you've only had that going, you know, what did you say? Did you say eight weeks?
Yeah, 8 weeks now, and that's 218,000 in the world.
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah, I mean, you could probably even sell some of those strategies on Fiverr, or God knows, you know, people that wouldn't, you know, otherwise think to go looking for that stuff, you know?
Yeah, I was thinking about putting together, because I have a module 1 and module 2 on my site. I was thinking about doing a module 3 and making it actually paid, and but it'd be worth it, because you know me, I don't do anything that wouldn't be worth it. I'm not like some other marketers out there, but I was thinking about doing it paid, but you know, in my heart, I still can't, it's hard for me to charge people for stuff that I figured out for free, so I don't know, we'll have to figure it out.
Well, that's what I always find interesting, you know, like, I was on a forum and I found, it's like a bunch of YouTube sites where you can generate like free like subscribers and hits and views and stuff like that. There, a lot of it's kind of like, it's almost like bots in a way, but some of those sites, like, you can, they had some cool ways that you could generate, you know, more stuff to YouTube and some other sites. And I was using that as like a giveaway for free for people that were going through one of my opt-in pages. And it's like, you know, it took me forever to find something like this, even though it's free. Like, a lot of people just aren't going to know about it, just like the Empire Avenue. You know, I know, Chris Record uses that, and I think they have like a, I'm not going to get too far into the conversation on Empire Avenue, but he's got like this really high, they have these share values. It's kind of like a ranking and how much you're worth in the system. And his is like super high because that's something he uses when he posts on Facebook, and he gets his stuff going viral and sharing it like crazy. You know, that's a way that he does it.
Yeah, now that you said that, I remember that website now with the stock value or whatever, and you can
send
points and for syndication. Yeah, that's great. I might have to start using that actually.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of I haven't really used it in months. I mean, there was a day where I took my lunch break for an hour and I just sat there like doing other people's stuff, sharing their stuff and doing whatever, because they give you these missions and you just do their missions, and it can get pretty, it's almost addicting because it's kind of like a game.
That's good though. That's awesome.
But, you know, that's fun. Like, I showed one of my buddies who had he had like a joke site or something. He's running like a Facebook page where he puts up like joke videos and stuff, pranks. And he started using it and he was like getting really good results with it. So
Oh, that's good. I learned a gold nugget today. That's wicked awesome.
Yeah, no, that's something I give away in my training for people who sign up on, you know, leads that I get, you know.
Yeah, that's good. Very good.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that's really it for the majority of the questions I had. You know, I think the one thing I knew I wanted to ask you about was the controversy stuff, because I always find that so interesting about you, because you're able to get so much buzz going around your content.
Yeah, and it's just, I don't do it on purpose. It's just that I got some loose screws in my head. So I wouldn't recommend anybody to purposely try to go create controversy, but, you know, just be you, be yourself. And if you're a little controversial, it's okay. Just, it's better to be yourself than to have to mask things. If there's any last advice I could give anybody out there, just be yourself.
Yeah, and get on Ben Davis's good side as well.
Nah, as long as you're not a scammer, then you're on my good side. Unless they're a scammer. If you're a scammer, beware.
Yeah, definitely be aware if you're a scammer and you are associated with Ben Davis or Ben Davis knows who you are, you're in trouble.
You will get stomped out like a cigarette butt.
All right, man, you want to wrap it up? It's like 10 o'clock here. I actually still haven't really eaten dinner myself, so I'm probably going to go.
Definitely. Let's wrap it up. I think we did a great interview, and thank you very much for having me, man.
Yeah, and I know it took a while. I think it'll be worth it. I'm sure if you, you know, if you end up sharing this all over the place,
I am. It's going everywhere.
I mean, this is good stuff. So, you know, anyone who's watching this, you know, hopefully you learned something today, you know.
Yeah, and that wasn't even our intent, but we're just value guys. You know, we like to give out value. Ben Davis, John Shea, we give out value.
Yep. Yeah, cool. You know, definitely go through Ben's training. You know, he's got tons of good stuff on there. It blows my sight away, I can tell you that.
But you can also sign up for John's. He's got a good boot camp. Go through John's boot camp too, y'all.
Thanks. I'm actually working on an ebook right now. I'm changing things up. I keep changing things around. I decided to do an ebook giveaway now instead.
Oh, that's good. That's good too.
Yeah, I'm working on an ebook. So, but yeah, like I said at the beginning of this, you know, if you're watching this still, you know, it's an hour long. If you're watching this still, and you know Ben, you know, leave Ben a testimonial, leave Ben a comment or quotes about why you like working with Ben. You know, let's hear some positive stuff. You know, if Ben's giving you value, you know, that's the kind of stuff I want to see. That's the point of my interview show. And that's what I hope to continue doing with anyone new that I interview.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Anybody who can leave in comments, really appreciate it. You'll definitely hear a comment back from me.
Yep. All right, man. Well, I'll let you go. And I know we'll keep in touch on Facebook and everything.
Absolutely. Thank you for the interview. You take care, John.
All right.